Blog Talk Radio. declare it now. Say, oh. No matter what I used to be, say this. They might have said that it was cancer. It doesn't matter. Oh. Guess who the victory belongs to? Victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Really soft demand, really soft.
Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Crystal.
Victory belongs to you. My victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to God. I thank God always for his spirit. Boy, he has been really blessing us all week long. I thank him for his Holy Ghost. But surely it was him who woke us up this morning. Somebody said, Eric, how you know it was so great? But I want to tell you, boy, if God gave you the activity of your limbs, you can breathe, you can see. If there ain't enough to thank God for, you just keep on walking. Eventually, you're going to know that he is Lord. I thank God for this day. I thank God, even though the day is Friday, we normally say this is one of the last days we do the ministry. But I want to tell you in prayer that God is in control. God is really in control. He is doing some things. Man is still trying to figure it out. The Bible said, ears have not heard, eyes have not seen, neither did it enter into the man's heart, things God has prepared for him. So I know he's doing a great thing for his church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If it be God's will, we'll be looking at another Jehovah Sabbath. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 1. First Samuel chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 3. We're going to look at verse 3. Jehovah Sabbath. You know, we're going to look at this, and we want to thank God for the elevation of his understanding of the word. We want to thank God for what he's doing with the church. You know what I'm talking about? Because we are the church, the temple of the Lord. We thank him for all the things that he already has bestowed on us. And we all for always, always ask for your prayers that God bless someone's heart, that God bless the teach, preach word and the receptacle of the Spirit of God. Let your heart be open today to God's love. That's what we're trying to do right here. Because every time you've seen Jehovah in illustrating, God had done something. He have elevated the children of Israel to a spiritual height that when he moved and he helped them and he showed Abraham and he showed Moses and he showed Gideon on yesterday. Now we're going to see right here this word we see Sabbathia. It's saying that it means the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts. And right now, we really believe that he is governing us right now. We believe that he resides right now. We really believe that he's in full control. Nothing can catch him off guard. So when you look up that word and you study the word a little bit, it's a Hebrew word. Help me, Holy Spirit. And it's saying that in that Hebrew word, it could use a form of a many, like an army or angels. But when you go in deeper with it, it says the Lord of hosts. So we're going to look at what God did, and we're going to see how God done it in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, Lord, that have woke us up early this morning and started us on our way, Lord. Lord, it was you, Lord, that made this day out of reality. We thank you for it, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, that you gave us another day just to be in your presence, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you gave us another time to even see one of our loved ones, Lord. Lord, we just want you right now, Father God, to be with, forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, Lord. Cover us today, Lord, that we come in your word, Lord, teaching your word, preaching your word, and witnessing and testifying to your mighty word, Lord. Lord, speak, Lord. Let us know what you want behind. And, Lord, open up the hearts so they can receive it, Lord. Lord, we pray for the sick and the shut in, Lord. The ones that are really just doing bad, Father God, came sometime even pray for themselves because they are heavy sedated in medication, Lord. But, Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord, whether there is the corona, Lord, whether there is any kind of high fever, Lord, whether there is cancer, Lord, diabetes, Lord, better known as sugar, Lord, heart disease. Lord, we know you are a healer, Lord. If you just heal them on this side, Lord, we ask you, Father God, bless your people, Lord. If you transition them to the ultimate healing, Lord, give strength to the family, Lord. sitting in the family, Lord, that they're going through right now, that you transition the loved ones into rest, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you for your love, Lord, because we know you loved us first. And we thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let the glory of God say, I want to get in this word, and I don't know if I'm being heard. Nothing. Hit me. See if I'm being heard. I done prayed and talked. I hope you can hear me. If somebody can hear me, just please text me. Testing 1, 2. All right. I thank God for the word. We don't make nobody do nothing, man. We come over here and we try to do our best to get in here and give this word, you know. And I'm going to tell you, I can really, really hear the Holy Spirit as we've been traveling through this word. I really know, thank you, brothers, I really know that he's been really, really, really moving in our love, because it took love what he's doing through this Old Testament, because he dealt with them face-to-face, hand-to-hand on a lot of issues. Now we're finna get into at a point that when he was dealing with Hannah. But I want to read this one scripture, but I'm going to try to explain it so you can understand what I'm talking about. It is verse number 3, 1 Samuel. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for how he is moving right now. So look at the word, how it reads. In a man went up out of the city really to worship and sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons, Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, and the priests of the Lord were there. And when the time was come, Elkanah he gave up Phinehas, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters a portion. But unto Hannah, he gave a worth of portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord has shut up her womb. I want to go back and look at that word, Lord of hosts. That is an English version that we can understand it, but in Hebrew, it's Shabbat, Jehovah Shabbat. So when you look at that word, it's saying that the Lord is the host. The Lord is the host. Hannah was married, but she couldn't bear no children. She couldn't have no child. And then her husband married another lady, Phinehas, and she bore him some sons and kids. Now watch this here. Now, one day, Hannah was at a party. They was at a party, and then they was drinking. But she wasn't drinking, so the wife that had the kid by her husband was telling her, "You can't have no kids. You're not fit to live. You can't have no kids." Because that's how they looked back then when you couldn't bore a child. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So she got mad, and she ran to the altar. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when she ran to this altar, she got in front of Eli. And Eli was a priest at this time. So Eli was sitting there, and normally when you go into the temple, you allow the priest to pray for you. Well, she went to the altar for herself. Help me, Holy Spirit. Well, I tell you, when you want to answer for the Lord, when you want God to come in and help you, sometimes you just look at this thing and you say to yourself, "Lord, it's me standing in the need of a blessing." See, we can do that now because Jesus broke the veil of the church. We don't have to go to no minister. We don't have to go to no priest. We can pray to God for ourselves, because God want to have an experience with you. He wants you to call on him for yourself. Now, watch this here. You don't have to go up there and do like you hear most people praying, Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, we know you're the creator of heavens and earth. Sometimes you don't want to go to the Lord and say, "Lord, I need your mercy, Lord. I need your grace right now." You don't have to be like most people in the church would be, because sometimes you can't go down that road. sometimes you're going to say, Lord, I need your peace. You don't have to go down the road like we call traditional praying. But sometimes you want to say, Lord, I stretch my hand to you, Lord. Hear my prayer. So she was in struggling because she couldn't have no child. So she prayed to the Lord without words coming out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Without words coming out. And when she was praying, and Eli was looking, she told the Lord, if you give me a man child, I will give him back to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hey. And so God heard her sincere prayer, but Eli was looking at her and know that she was at the party and thought she was drunk. He said, your mouth is moving, but nothing coming out of it. Is you drunk? And I'm going to tell you something about God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Everybody don't need to hear your prayer. Everybody don't need to hear your prayer. There's some things you just need to be, just you and the Lord. Help me. So I'm trying to walk it in there. It's just you in the Lord. See, what she needs to happen for her, it needs to be like when Sarah couldn't have a child at her old age, but she looked and she laughed because she couldn't see herself having a child at 90 years old. But God is able. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. I know from my heart, if you're sincere in your heart, God will hear your prayer. Now, your prayer might not be answered like you want it. Don't mean God didn't answer. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then watch this here. He might answer and say no. He might answer and say, wait a minute. And he might answer and say yes. Whatever how he does it, we have to accept it. Because I know for a fact God knows everything. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He knows what a lot of folks are thinking right now, right as we speak. There are some people going through. Brother Nutty called me, you know. A few people, his great uncle passed, you know, talking about Gary, you know, his grandmama passed, you know. People are leaving here daily. Watch this. Even in the same day, we might hang up the phone and someone get a call and say, my loved one gone or my friend gone. This thing we call life, man, it's like a vapor. We're leaving so quickly. And people are setting up some portfolios and for 10 years and 20 years, boy, ain't nothing promised to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's not promised to you. But she told the Lord, if you give me a man child, I will give him back to you. And you know who that, you know God did? He blessed her. And she bore the son and named him Samuel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And she, when she got the son, I'm in the book, y'all. And when she got the son, she didn't give him straight to them, but she had to wean him. And weaning means she got him able to walk and feed his own self. And then she turned him over to Eli, into the hand of Eli. Because Eli had two sons. I'm in the book, y'all. Eli had two sons, and his two sons, they were running around raping and beating up people. And God didn't want to leave it into Eli's son. Look how God does it. So he got Samuel to come in there. I'm in the book, y'all. So what he did, he killed off Eli's son, even except because Eli wasn't even disciplining his son. I know I'm right about that. So when I want to tell you about this, when the Lord of the hosts is in the midst of us, when you can tell when the Lord of the hosts is in the midst of it, you know what happened, church? You know what happened, brothers and sisters? Hey, things move. Things change. It don't be the same no more. It be something like, man, we've been doing this for years. I have never seen it done like this. It is all because God have came and intervened himself in every situation in our prayer. I really believe that when we pray for our loved one, help me, Holy Spirit, I really believe when we pray for our loved one and we ask God to come in and help us with the strength of the prayer to him, don't you know I believe Jehovah jumps right in there? See now Jesus had to take it, help me, Holy Spirit, and give it to the Lord. And for God to really show his glory, hey, sometimes the sickness, the person had to come out the body. Sometimes the body has to go into the dirt because the body has served his purpose on this side. Oh, help me teach this thing. So what I'm saying, death is not a bad thing if you know the Lord in the pardon of your death. So watch me here for saints to understand. This transition out of this body is an ultimate healing. No more cancer. no more heartache, no more pain, no more agony. Father God, to give you the real healing, he pulled you out of the body. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, sometimes he allows some of us to stay here and not allow us to be here a little longer because he still got an expiration date. Trust me, he just didn't do that just to, because we prayed so hard, it was because God still had that date. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, okay, what about Hezekiah? When he was told he was going to die and he turned his face to the wall and prayed and God gave him 15 more years, trust me, God knew that. It wasn't just like, I'm just going to give you 15. God knew that date. Nothing comes aside. See, we take our by mind and try to be smart enough to know that's what it was. But boy, trust me, God knew the date. Oh, him, he knew Hezekiah was going to pray. And he knew the date. He knew you and I date. Somebody know you've been driving down the highway and could have died. You've been in one of these race cars, could have died. You could have been in the store. You see you shooting, could have died. You could have been in labor with your child, could have died. God knows this here, but he does. He let some of us press on a little bit, and some he takes in them times of need. I know a brother, man. I know a brother got shot 9 times, and every time that bullet hit him, it made a hole. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you know that this brother's still living today. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I know a brother got shot with a .22 caliber pistol in his buttocks, and you know what? He died. And somebody said, how can you explain that? Somebody said, well, you know that .22 bullet is live, you know. It hit a bone, a ricochet. But I'm going to tell you, I know how God is. Because when God got a date for you, my sisters and brother, we can pray till we go home. If God got that date, if it ain't his will, see, we can't move out of his will. I don't know why you're here, but stay with me. We can't move out of his will. And his will be done. No matter how hard we look at it and how long we look at it, it will be done. And trust me, this here, for the best for us. For the best for us. So when things come and we don't understand, take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And when you take it to the Lord in prayer, you find out this one thing, Brother D. You find out one thing. That means you decrease.
Come on.
See, a lot of people don't want to decrease. A lot of people don't want to decrease, Brother D. They want to increase. Now, you supposed to decrease and let God increase. So what you said, Eric? What I'm saying is you need to fall back. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It said, Lord, this is too much for me right now. And I ain't nothing wrong with saying too much. There's nothing wrong with saying, Lord, it's too heavy for me right now. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, what the problem is, when you try to, you just move God out the way and then say, and do some, that you're going to do miraculous things.
Come on, man.
You're not going to be able to do it like that because God got it already set. Man. Oh, help me. Let me go somewhere, Brother D. Can I go somewhere? Can you go Joe with me for a minute? Let me go Joe right quick. Somebody might say Job, but it's called Job, y'all. It's Job. Is that in the book, y'all? Look what he says right here to Job. And it says, man, I'm in Job, chapter 14. Man is born of a woman is of a few days.
Of trouble.
Can I do it again? He said, a man that's born of a woman is of a few days. Come on, brother. And you know what he said, Brother D? It's full of trouble. And he that come forth like a flower is cut down, and he flew also of the shadow and continued not. Look, watch this. I'm going to bag him and get amused in a minute. And those open thy eyes up on such have won and bring me into judgment with thee. Who can bring? Oh, watch this now. Who can bring? Hold on. Watch this again. Who can bring? Watch this now. I'm trying to get it out right. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean?
Amen.
What? No, he's saying not one. We having a communication, right? Joe had a experience, right? In this experience, he had three people came back to him telling one story after one, He lost his kids. He lost his cattle. He lost his land.
Yeah.
And you know what? And he got all the way down. We've been there before in chapter 1. But I want to tell you, a man born of a woman of a few days. And what he say, brother Red, what he say? He said that we're going to be
full of trouble.
I said, can't take this. I've been served with the Lord. And I've been on walk with the Lord. And everything happened. Let me tell you something. Is it anything too hard for God?
For God.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That might not work, Brother D. Who told you it was going to be easy? Who told you it was going to be easy? Who stood up and told you it was going to be easy?
Yeah.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Say, anytime that, come on, Brother Willard, dog. Anytime you are walking with the Lord and you don't have the devil coming around a couple of times to bump you a little bit. You might be walking in the closed
what
door.
You doing? Walking with
you
it.
Might be walking in the closed door.
I'm still talking
about the Lord host. I'm still talking about Jehovah. Man, I'm supposed to be gone 10 o'clock, but I'm going to stay on this thing. Watch this, y'all. And I love what God tries to do, right? You know what he tried to do, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
And Brother D, you know what he tried to do? He's trying to let us know all our heart, all our mind, all our strength should love him. So watch this here. Love moves him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Love moves him. See, why you go there? Because it takes love to look at death. It takes love to look at hatred. It takes love to look at this, dysfunctional. It takes love to be disobedient when you look at somebody. It takes love to cover that, because if you're in your natural man, you're going to want to cry. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, you say we can't cry? Yes, you can cry. But the Bible said, don't cry without hope. To those who went on. He said, when you do this here, he said, don't cry like these people ain't got nowhere to go. They in rest. They in my own.
The
only time, really cry, hope, help me, Holy Spirit. On time we really, really, really cry, we didn't get a closure. We didn't go talk to him that day. We didn't get to tell 10 years ago I was sorry. We didn't get to tell 20 years ago I was sorry. And they go, and we can't say nothing to them. You can go to that castle all you want to and say, I love you. Oh, they can't hear you, sister and brother. You can go to that castle and say, I believe. They can't hear you, sister and brother. That's why we need to do it while it's still warm. I don't know why I'm over it, Brother D. You pray for me. The connection God wants us to do as believers is encourage one another. So if you got a problem with your someone, 20, 10, 5, 30, whatever it is, man, stop it. Children, stop it. You know why? Because only body wins is the adversary. That's the only body wins. It's the adversary. It's too many people leaving here. Brother D had a friend, Bishop, came on. I remember he used to come on and fellowship with him. And all of a sudden, he passed. You know what I'm talking about? He passed. Had a man come on with a dog in ministry, come on all the time. And he said, he called him unknown. I remember he went in. You know, I don't know why I'm here, man. But just stay with me, though. And watch this here, brother. He came on. To me, he had a lot of wisdom. He came in. Every time he spoke, he was trying to clear things up. He was trying to make peace here. Hey, man, I really believe in the scripture. I believe in the scripture, man. I might get in trouble. I'm going to go look longer than I'm supposed to be going. Y'all pray for me. I tell you from my heart, man, you have to watch when you find a stranger. You got to truly watch, because you might paint an angel. Telling you. You might be entertaining an angel. And I'm telling you, you can't look at the outside if you know the Lord. Help me. I got to go to another scripture, Brother D. You don't mind? You riding with me? If you ain't riding with me, I'll just take you along the way. Let's go to 1 John. I just got to go. I got to go. I trust me. I have to go. 1 John and 1 and 4. Have you been that lazy? 1 John 1 and 4. 1 and 4. Look how it reads. 1 and 4. Beloved. He said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. That's what he said, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. I'm telling you right now, if you have God in you, have the Holy Spirit in you, and you see somebody, God gonna let you know if that person right or not. Now, I'm going to tell you something now. Now, be careful when you try to judge. Oh, help your Holy Spirit. Because you might be doing the wrong thing when you're doing that. What you do, you ask God for understanding. But he's saying right here, watch it now. He said, when you look at this spirit and you see the spirit, if he's not of God, he's an antichrist. He has an antichrist. That means he's not teaching and preaching Jesus Christ. But if a person teaching and preaching Jesus Christ, he is of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm saying this and say this here, that you might see somebody, like I go back to unknown. I remember hearing them over there. I never spoke to him, never said nothing. He probably know me from dark to day, you know what I'm talking about? But I remember him several times coming to that Brother D and giving out wisdom. You know, and I know how he used to do over there, you know what I'm talking about? And one day, he went to the hospital.
Yeah.
He went to the hospital, and he had to call in, and y'all ministered to him, and he was helped because I can remember he was the nurse that came in the room. That's the last time I heard from him. The nurse came into the room, mm-hmm. right, and wanted to give him some medication, maybe make him roll over or something. And that, but he had to get out before he got out. He thanking y'all. He gave thanks. Oh, help me. Tell me something. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I ain't gonna go that scripture. But can I tell you? Can I tell you this here? How many of you have went back and thanked God? See, there were ten. It was ten lepers. You know what I'm saying? Got healed, but only one came back. How many of you came back and thanked God? That's what. He came back and thanked Brother D them and whoever was all at that time in the fellowship, and Brother Dow, he was thanking them. I'm telling you something with God though right now. This is the Holy Spirit. He's trying to tell somebody right now, when someone transitions, Mac, understand what God is doing with that transition. It's not to hurt you. It's to get that person out of that body so he can get in his resting spot. And watch this here. Unknown, I don't know why I heard, let me work with this thing a little bit more. Unknown came and said he got to go. I don't know if y'all remember that, Brother D. I don't know if y'all remember that. He said he got to go. And a couple of days later, his son came on. This is how much I be listening, mm-hmm. right? And so right. Saul came on there, and he said some few things. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, is that a week or two out there, he passed. I asked y'all, I said, when the last time y'all heard? I texted him. You know, when the last time y'all heard from unknown? Because I heard his son. And it wasn't 2 days, pretty many days out there, he had passed, man. You hear somebody? We have to, and Winnedahl gave that brother a lot of, you know, he let him come in a lot, you know what I'm talking about, and speak on some free things because he know he had wisdom. So what I'm saying again, you got to watch out, Reverend, that you might be entertaining an angel. You never know.
Right.
You never know what package, how God can do it. We judge people because how they look. We judge because they got tattoos. We judge because they smoke a little marijuana. We judge because they are drunk. Well, I remember when I was growing up, them drunks, you know how they used to do, Brother D? They'd be drinking, right? They drinking their pluck, and they'll sit there, and they'd be saying, never mind, never mind. They'd be talking. I mean, I seen a principal, man, of a high school went that way, and he told us some wisdom, Doc, that I still remember right today. Don't tell me what God won't do. Just tell me what you don't understand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm going to get out of here. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. Jehovah. Look what he does to us. Look what Jehovah does to us. He transitioned when he comes in this form. And when coming in this form like this, my brothers and sisters, don't you know God is seeing us right now? Don't you know God know everything about what we need right now? I'm telling you right now, we might not be here Monday. Don't know. We might not be here Saturday or Sunday. We don't know. We don't know. I remember my brother. I'm going to get out of here. Yeah, I'm leaving alone. I'm just testifying a little bit. But I remember my brother, Brother Dexter. I remember when the corona was really bad, when it first started out, he had, about the same time, and he was really sick. So he went on in. And he got on to the auction, you know, they're helping. And look what happened to him. He was healed. He was healed. Oh, I know him right about it. He was healed.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, Reverend? Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You know what happened to him?
Yeah.
He had said, man, I'm gonna get out by probably Sunday, man. That's what we told her. I'm gonna get out by Sunday, man. I'm gonna go and quarantine. You know, this is what I'm gonna do. Cause I won't go around my family. You know, my dad and my significant other. I don't want to be around them because I don't want them to get this disease, right? So he said he gonna go in quarantine. That's what he said now. But God said something else. Help me, Holy Spirit. God said something else. It wasn't what? It wasn't even a day. He went from good to we call worse. But I'm going to tell you, to good to greater. You know why I say that? Because God was getting him out of that body, man. This brother was dealing with what he had to do with the when he had to go for his kidney, the dialysis. He was doing this 3 times a week, and then he caught this COVID. God knows what is the ultimate hidden time. God knows he had pulled him out, that body. Yes, he did that. I know him right about it. So I thank God for what he does and how he does it. And yeah, it hurt it. Yeah, it hurt it. We love that brother. But God did something that we all need to do if we just start praying more. Lord, I don't want to be selfish with this. Do your will. The law, such and such to happen, Lord. Lord, I'm going to just move back. Just give me strength. Give me strength. And watch how God works. Watch God how God works. He can keep him on this side, or he can raise him up. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I say this here again. A man that's born of a woman is of a few days and is full of trouble. Now, man, that means one man and man. You can wake up in problems and go sleep in problems and wake up in problems. I'm telling you right today, God wants us here. And he wants us to do what? What are we doing right now? Because you don't know. Well, that's why we kingdom building. That's why we're preparing ourselves to see him. So I want to say this here. Hannah had a son. And she did just what she was supposed to do. She nursed that son till he got after the weaning. So she wouldn't have to breastfeed him so he could walk on his own and take care of his own. He started his food and gave him over to Eli. And now Eli was nursing him in the word of God. And now, what does Samuel do? He known that the first king, and he was Saul. And he known that what? King David. Oh, I know him right about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The same one. God used him in his service now because his mother did what she said she was going to do. It's something about a mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about a mother. A mother can take her son and do what she did. You know, a lot of mothers wouldn't have probably did that, but she held on to what she said she's going to do for the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And God blessed her. He really did, and he blessed her son. I thank y'all for tearing with me and bearing with me and how God had moved that lesson like he did. I ask you to keep us in prayer. Amen. I ask you to keep the whole ministry in prayer. God's plan, because I believe we're a family over here. I believe God is tapped in over here. I believe he's really looking at us right now as I speak. Is that right about it? I really think God is showing himself to us. So I want to say this with love, that we all know that we can, when we come in numbers with love. Now, what's that number, Eric? Were there two or three? What's that number, Brother D? Were there two or three? What's that number, Reverend Henry? Was there two or three touching the green in his name? If the church would get on one accord, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the church would get on one accord, just for I leave here, because I got to go there, because we got to understand why we're dealing with this Jehovah, because you got to tap into God's love to get Jehovah to come in. You got to get, if you want God to help you, you want God to intervene in your situation, brothers and sisters, you're going to have to call on the Lord with sincerity. But it was a time, Reverend, when the word was preached. Help me, Holy Spirit. When the word was preaching, they was all on one accord. Hey, Peter preached a sermon. Reverend, he preached a sermon. All the people was on one accord. So Peter stood. I'm gonna skip a little bit. In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the numbers of names together were about 120 men and brothers, and scripture must need have been fulfilled. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost. by the mouth of David spake. He said, before the concern of Judas, and which was guided to them to take Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. But he was numbered with us and had obtained a part of the ministry. Now this man purchased a field of rewards of iniquity, full of headlong and burst asunder. Somebody said, where you going? In the midst of all this, the bowels of Gash. And it was known unto all dwellers of Jerusalem, and so much as the field is called in the proper tongue. And look what he said, and then it says to say that the field of blood. But for the record of the book, he said, son, let us in the habitation desolate, and let no man dwell therein. He said, let another lake take place. I want to tell you, when Peter was preaching this, when Peter was teaching this over in Acts right here, when he was telling them how Jesus was betrayed, I got to get you to the cross, when Jesus was betrayed, it was one was sup with him. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody with you. You know what I'm talking about? Really do you think they on your side? You know, they you really think they with you. You know, and here they is, Judas was one of the ones that betrayed Jesus, gave him up for some silver. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, gave him up for some silver. You know what I'm talking about? But see, we know the story. He had to do it because it had to be fulfilled, like Peter said. First Peter didn't understand, but it had to be fulfilled, Reverend. Now it's been fulfilled. Look what happened here, Reb. Once it's been fulfilled, now Jesus can go to Calvary. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when he goes to Calvary, he went for everyone on this line right now. All of us, he took every sin you ever was imagined to be. He nailed it to the cross. And he rose on the third day with all power in his hand so you can go to him and he can go to the Father for you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I thank God for his son. I thank him for what he does for all of us. And if you don't know him in the absence that you're seeing, get to know the Lord. If you backslide, rededicate your life. If you just want to get closer to him, just open up your heart and start reading more, start fellowshipping more, be around more positive people and get closer to him and show more love towards each other. And I guarantee God will get in there. He'll be right there with you all the way. So I want to say this, and as I get out of here, I want to say this. That's all I have, and I thank God for what he has stored on us. And if it be his will, we'll be back on Monday. We'll be back on Monday. And we always say this here. If someone need a prayer, we're here. If somebody want to say something on the lesson, they can hit the one button. We always say this here. It's the door is open, and it's been open over 2,000 years. Come to Jesus. You can't fix yourself. Come to Jesus. You can't fix it. Even when you get over here, you're going to bump your head. I'm telling you, ain't nobody on this phone been walking to God ain't never made a mistake. We all make a mistake, and probably making one right now. You hear what I said? It's probably making one right now. Yeah. Even the whole lady didn't die. You know what I'm talking about? We all fall short of the glory. But what we do here, if we stay together like this here, we can help one another. One scripture said this, Brother D. I know Reverend Heron read it a couple of weeks ago. It said, it's better for two to walk together. Because if one falls, the other can lift him up.
Yes.
That's how we are here.
Yes.
If you fall, I'm supposed to lift you, not push you back down. I'm supposed to lift you up and let God be the glory of it. Amen. That's all I got, but I'm sorry for being so long. You know, I'm sorry, but that's all I have.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I understand some things I don't understand, and there are some things I don't even want to understand. I understand what I said, thanks be to God, given out to God,
right,
who's true is the head of my life. I understand that, Reverend Henry. I don't understand when the word go out and we say I'm sorry. I'm so glad that he's sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful lesson. I truly enjoyed it. I enjoyed it to the utmost. It's nothing
you,
like
you're right, Brother D.
Word of God.
You're right. I was taught when I was taught, you know, I'm still a young man, right? I'm still a baby, right? Well, I was taught never apologize for the Holy Spirit.
For
never apologize for.
But you know something, your brother. That right there tells us why we can say thank God for Jesus. That right there. That tells us why we can say thank God for Jesus. See, I heard you say earlier when you said some of us try to sit in right now. We don't even know it. But Jesus loves us so much. He loves us so much.
Yes.
So he takes all our impurities. He takes it out.
Yes, he does.
He takes all our faults out. For those that love
Thank you, Jesus.
He takes all
Thank
that
you, Jesus.
Out. So when it gets to God, it's pure as snow.
All right now.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus
all right now.
Walked among us. He saw our sin. Our sin can't come before God. So Jesus cleans it. And so when we go wrong, I said, thank God for Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The young lady said, I heard my brother when he said it. She said, I give him back. Lord, if you just allow me to have a man child,
I'll give him back. Yes, sir.
Ain't it good? It's so good to go back home. So good to go back home. And the good thing about going back home, Ramirez, that the road is still there. It hadn't been torn up. It hadn't been reconstructed. It's still narrow. And few find it there, but yet there's room.
That is
what the scripture says. Yet there is room. There's room. Yes,
yes, sir.
Thank God.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Yes. Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful
yes,
lesson this morning.
Now I'm gonna tell you, Brother D. I told my brother, you know, I'm supposed to be in a meeting at 10:00. What time? It's 10:23 over here with me. I'm saying this the bottom of my heart, man. It's a sacrifice. You know what I'm talking about? It is a sacrifice, man, you know. But
yeah,
I tell you what, from the bottom of my heart, man, I love God and God loves what we try to do, man. It really is. It really, man.
That's why. You know, Ramirez, you hear me say all the time, my Bible used to sleep in the bed with me. My grandkids decided they would get in bed and jump it up and down. So now like it's been through a definition there, so I can't let it sleep with me no more. But my phone, I sleep with it. And you hear me say all the time, do you really think I want to get up at 3:00 in the morning or 2 and not having to go to work? But I can promise you this, sisters and brothers, if there's anyone out there that believe that Brother D has something that he can help them with and they call me,
yes, Lord.
I'm going to get up.
Yes.
I'm going to get up.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to grab my Bible, and we're going to find out what thus saith the Lord.
Yes, yes.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to find out what the Lord said. Not what Brother D said, but what God said. And I don't care when. It could be 25 hours out the day. I'm going to do all I can for while I can. Because we truly know one day, I heard you mention death. We know that we all have a day. I heard you mention that he turned his face to the wall. And Brother Eric told you all correctly. God already knew he was going to ask for extended stay. His death date to man wasn't God's death date. That's why he was able to grant him 15 more years. So he turned his face to the wall. In the name of Jesus. Beautiful lesson, my brother. Beautiful lesson. See, lessons like that, my brother. Lessons like that make you go through the next 48 hours. The next 48 hours, you'll go through and be in a herd at 2 a.m. Monday morning.
We said the little small church, you know, the little small church. There was enough to save a million thousand souls.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking
about? I heard that many times.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't know if anybody else got something, you know, but we don't have to, you know. God, I really believe he has spoken, man. I really believe. He has spoken.
Beautiful.
You got
something? Beautiful. Yes, sir. I see this text here. I said, Mayday. Mayday, God hears our cries for help and lead us in his way. The most difficult situation we face can become doorways to a deeper relationship with our Lord. This begins when we call on him to help us in our trouble and also to lead us each day in his way.
All right.
Ship is out on the ocean and it's in trouble, it'll call for some help.
All right.
And it usually ring out, Mayday, Mayday. God, a long time ago, he allowed us to be instilled in us that we know when trouble comes. When we just can't make it, we can cry out to God, and in that form we start to seek after God, and he creates a testimony with each and every Christian. You know, he becomes real to each and every Christian when we open up to him, and he allows us the experience that to have with him that no one can tell us that he's not real, because he has become real to those that seek after him, that call upon him in distress. And then it opens up that doorway to a deeper relationship. Oh, hallelujah. And then you can come to know him and to trust him and to lean and depend on him after a while. It goes from just calling on him beyond when you just need him for help, but it goes into a deeper relationship when you just need him all the time. You just want him all the time. You just want to know his way and his, make sure you're in the path that he has set, hallelujah, for you to travel, and your heart longs and desires after him, all from a call, Mayday. All from a call of being in distress, hallelujah, but it opens up something. We thank God. God hears our cries for help and leads us in his way. And we also see she's saying, don't quit. Don't quit. We can finish strong when we focus on Christ. Hallelujah. We can finish strong when we focus on Christ. Continue to make sure we have Christ in our view. Continue to look forward to the things he desires for us. And remember the sacrifice he for us. So if he made that sacrifice for us, why not let us sacrifice one for one another? It's like Brother D said, he stays on the ready. He stays on the ready. If someone needs, he's there to help. And that's the most important thing we should be remembering, to be there when God needs us to help someone. Hallelujah. And if we do that, we do well. God bless you. God keep you, is our prayer. And we thank God for the message and the messenger on today. Thank God for this series of this whole week, how he allowed us to experience, hallelujah, with him, and the reminder of his different names, hallelujah, that we may, oh, hallelujah, realize what we have. Hallelujah, in our almighty God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and in the precious Holy Spirit. We thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, man, you know, again, we just thank God, marvel with that, you know, thank God for how he's blessing her, you know, blessing her to keep coming out real faithful, you know. Thank her for her prayer.
Thank
you,
Lord.
You know, she's a grandmother, too, you know. She knows she got to keep up with her distant cousins she got, you know. She's got to keep up with
her,
you know.
That kid ain't going to do right. My brother,
you know,
my brother. I got
I got to try to get out of here real quick. I got a phone to go get to. I used to pull her little ponytails when she first moved on the block. Little girl, 12 years old. And took her life on her birthday at the age of 12. One of my good friends, only biological granddaughter. And yet God's still on the throne, and he makes no mistakes.
Sir.
You know, I'm sitting sitting in this tub trying to keep the water still. And I thought about something my brother said all the time. It never leaves me. He says, in a dying world, but yet he's still living. And I've never heard him say that sometimes. It just sets my soul on fire. Because we truly in a dying world where, yes, he still is living. I got to go and kill a friend today and try to let them understand that God still lives. So you all pray for me. Pray for the Moore family.
Yeah.
Keep Brother Charles' family in your prayers. We don't know each other personally, but yet we are brothers. I love you guys. I'm going to be on with you to the end, but I got to try to get out of here. But just know that, brother, we love you. And the words of my brother, ain't nothing you can do about it if you try.
I'll
be with you guys Monday.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Moore family and Charles Moore is the dad. That's what you said?
Yeah, Tone. His name is Tone, and the family is the Moores. Family. Man, I hate that so bad. A 12-year-old child killed on her birthday. They took her out for dinner for her birthday and didn't make it home. It's funny.
I've been saying
it's funny, but it's not funny. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's all the time. See it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Till the next second is not promised to man.
Yeah,
he's trying to get it right now.
When we be doing this ministry, when we doing this ministry, we do something, God have us, kind of moving here and there, a little bit. For some, maybe don't know why, what I'm talking about, but God know who he's speaking to. Because the prayer is, Lord, we want you to speak. So when you said you want him to speak, he's going to pull you where he wants you to be at. Some kind of way we hit that. I don't like to say death, man. I like to say transition. Because I believe that's what's happening. Because when you hear death, a lot of people say like that's the end. But I know it's in the Bible. I understand all that, but it's not a period. It's not a period. It's not. In the period when you die, it's still eternal life. Where you're going to live at is going to be up to you right now. But I do know this here, God moves. My father be saying when God moves, like he moves, he never make us look like a fool, Brother D. He never, Reverend, he always confirms.
That's right.
What's going on. So, and when I say that, I said, I don't know why I'm on this death like this. God knows, But I do know one thing about this here, because it's so heavy on us that we can't do nothing about it. All we gotta do is be in God's grace with it and His mercy. For the strength. If we still here, now I'm gonna say this here. It's gonna be a bad word. There's nothing wrong with death. Only time it's wrong with death when you don't know the Lord. That's the only time. That's the only time when you know the Lord. Oh, it's a good thing.
My brother, you done heard me. You done heard me say it before. I said I got to go, but if man truly knew, we would be wishing for death.
Eyes haven't seen
and ears hadn't heard. I'm like King, everybody wants to live life longevity, but my eyes have seen the glory. He knew. When you know God, then you realize no, death is not a bad thing. It becomes a good thing. Because the Bible says that we're out of this sinful world. There's no sin in there. We leave in this sinful world to go and be judged. And like my brother said, it's not a period there. It's a temporary pause. That's all death is, temporary pause. Because the Bible says after death. I like that because that word after let me know there's something else. He said after death. comes the judgment.
Yes,
yes, sir.
You can't. What judgment you gonna get if you did? What judgment you gonna get? You got to be alive to be judged.
You
may get put
alive,
to death, but you got to be alive to be put to judgment. He said, after death comes the judgment. Yes, sir.
Eternal.
Where you gonna live? He gave you a choice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Like that.
Yes, sir.
I gotta get out of here.
Lord's
will, I will
see you.
You like me too.
I should have been gone.
Yeah,
thank God.
It's 10:30.
Go ahead, man. Let's pray for him before you go, Reb.
Yes, sir.
You feel like it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come our hearts humble to you, with our hearts thanking you, with our hearts looking towards you, Father God, for, oh, Father God, for many might be asking within their hearts, Father God, why? Oh, Lord, hallelujah. But you all wise, all knowing, Father God, look upon hearts that may be bereaved right now. Thank you, Father God. Give strength. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for what you have done. For the move that you have made, Father God, we trust you. Our hope and our trust is in you. Bless those that may have questions, Father God. But we know, hallelujah, we know that if we make you our choice, hallelujah, we can understand it all by and by, Father. So we just want to tell you, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We claim victory. We claim that you have already touched. You have already given comfort. You have already given strength. You have already eased the troubled mind, Father God. So now we just come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for us. Father God, for you have always been, hallelujah, good. Hallelujah. You have always been what we need. You have always been that comforter. You have always been that leaning post. You have always been that strength giver, Father. So we just come, Father God, to share the love, Father God, to share what you have instilled within us. Now we're going to show it to a world that needs it, Father God. And bless Brother D as he goes forth, Father, and give support and comfort. Give him maybe, Father God, a kind word that he can say to help someone along their way, Father God. And we want to just tell you that we love you. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for the uncompromising gospel, Lord. Thank you for your truth. Hallelujah. Thank you for truth in your word. Thank you, oh, Father God, for all that we have allowed us to experience. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us to sit and commune with you. Blessing us, Father God, to you unfold mysteries in your word. Thank you for the preach word. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us. And Father God, let us not just take it and give it to ourselves, but let us spread it abroad that we may go out and show a dying world that you yet live. There's still hope in Jesus. Hallelujah. There's still hope in Jehovah God. There's still hope. Hallelujah. So we just want to tell you, Lord, we thank you. We love you. And strengthen us, Father God, to keep on, hallelujah, keep on, designed to be as close to you, Father God, as you would allow, Father. Now, Father God, we ask you to go, hallelujah, before us, Father God, protect us as some may travel, Father, blessed with traveling grace, Father God, and some may go into meetings and bless, hallelujah, in the meeting. Some may go deal with different situations. We ask for your attendance, Father God, that you may clear the way, Father God. Our hope is in you. Our trust is in you. And we lean, hope, and depend upon you in the name of Jesus, Father God. So again, we want to tell you that we love you and bless us to be loving towards each and everyone we come in contact with, Father God. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' name and continue to pray, Father God. Hallelujah. Continue to hope that you will let your plan on God's plan be unfolded. Hallelujah. Bless us, Father God, that we will be blessed. Bless us to be good followers, leaders and followers. In Jesus' name we do pray. Again, we pray for the Moore family, Father God. And those other that may be experiencing this right now, heartache, hallelujah, comfort, He has comfort in Jesus' name. That's our prayer. Oh, Father God, and those that are still waiting on healing, hallelujah, we ask, Father God, have your way. Hallelujah, have your way in Jesus' name. We do pray, and we ask it all, Father. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and grant us the peace that we so desire. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come and let's go back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenons of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as a thousand midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, oh ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words, peace, be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice, the winds went back in his chamber and slammed the door. The waters laid down like a baby and said, we're going to hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What? Master. The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. Oh, yes. The sky is on shadow, oh, with blackness. Oh, that not that we perish. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, each moment is so maddening. Oh yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave, a grave, a grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord Jesus. The way tell and help us.
Is there anybody?